Finishing up here on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and we are six lines up from the bottom, the two dots. And this is a complicated agadita here at the bottom, which we'll just learn as best as we can. Omar Abu Lazar Baravina Godol Mashenemar B'Michael, the Malach of Michael Yosef Mashenemar B'Gavriel. So Michael is on a greater level than Gavriel. Michal is usually considered the Malach of Rachamim, whereas Gavriel is the Malach of Din. Gavriel is always the messenger of Hashem, the agent, so to speak, to bring about punishment. And now the Gemara is going to prove this, the greatness of Michal from a pasuk in Yeshayahu Hanavi. Te'ilu b'michal k'siv. Michal is considered by Yeshayahu HaNavi to Vayoef Eli Echad Min Hasrafim. And the mashma is that he flies and he does the shlichus with one pricha, in one jump, so to speak. So he's a long run jumper. He doesn't have to rest in the middle. Ve'ilu Gavriel, Gabi Gavriel, Ksiv in Daniel, in Sefer Daniel, after he confesses Chete Yisrael, the sins of Israel, and he's palel for the building of the Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim. He says, "V'odani medaber b'tfila, v'aish Gavriel asher isi bechazon b'tchila mu'af bi'af nogea elai ka'es minchas orev." So we want to put the emphasis on two words here: mu'af bi'af, and from that we learn that Gavriel had to take a rest. He had to do two prichos in order to achieve one off. Now, what we're talking about is Yeshayahu HaNavi, who's describing during his tefillah the vision that he has of the Michal Gavriel, who had seen before in Nevuah. So there's a chazon, a vision that he saw in the third year of Malchus Belshazzar, which is described in Sefer Daniel in the 8th chapter, and he was off Eli b'pricha ubetisa v'igi Eli b'zman mincha, and now he reappears at the time of mincha l'ashivani al tfilosi, to respond to my tfilos. So Michael, who's merachamim, Gavriel is din, rachmei shamayim is always considered greater than Din, and therefore the power that's given to Michael to do a shlichus b'prichachas in one fly, in one flight without any stops. It's like sometimes you take a direct flight and sometimes you have one stop. Gavriel has to do it with a stop in the middle, and the slowing down of the process of bringing his shlichus and implementing his agency of God is because perhaps it'll give more time for the people to do tshuva. My mashma dehai echad. How do we see that when it says echad min asrafim in the first pasuk that we quoted here, Michal, who it doesn't identify him, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, asya echad echad. We have a gzeirah shavah from the word echad. Ksiv hacha here. It says the word echad in Sefer Yeshayahu, and also it says right vayoyef ilai echad min asrafim ksiv hacha, and also in Sefer Daniel, with regard to the Malach Gavriel, who says to Daniel that the Sar, the spiritual guardian angel in the heavens of Paras, is Nilcham Imo, is fighting against Gavriel. And he asks that the Parsim Yamshichu L'Shabed Es Yisrael, so the Sar of Paras is asking for license up in the heavenly courts to continue his adversity against Klal Yisrael. And he adds, "Vehine Michael achad hasor marishonim bola azreni." And I have been aided, says the Malach, by the Malach of Michael, who's the Malach of Rachamim, to try to prevent the bakasha, the prayer of the Sar Malchus Paras, to be received on high. Now here it says the word echad in the last pasuk, and explicitly referring to Michael in the original pasuk. It doesn't mention who the identity of Vayoach Eli Echad, but we know from the Zer Shava that it was in fact Michael Tana. We learned in the Braisa, Michael Beachas, Gavriel Beshtayim. Michael should just one jump without any stops. Gavriel needed a stop in the middle. Elio Bearba. Elio is on a lower level and he's a Navi. He needs four prichos. Umalach HaMoves, he really gets slowed down and he's Bishmona prichos. U'bishas HaMagefa, but the Malach HaMoves is given a free reign during a time of plague. Bepricha Achas, he could do it in one jump. Michael is also the Malach on Mayim, water, which also represents Rachamim and Chesed. And Michael is made up of one material, and he's off Bepricha Achas. Gavriel is the Malach of Esh, of fire, which represents Din. He needs two Prichos. Elio is a person, although he's a human being, but he's a hybrid of both Esh and Mayim, plus Avir Ve'Ofar, the four basic elements that make up the universe, as the material universe as we know it. Therefore, his koach, his ability to do the shlichus, requires four prichos, which correspond to the four elements that make a man, and therefore he has to rest on three different occasions, and the Malach HaMoves needs eight prichos, and he will rest on seven different occasions, so that in between man will be able to do Chazor B'Tshuva. Every Malach has to do what's within his power to do, and he's not lazy to do it. Sometimes he needs more prichos in order for the din to be slowed down. And every person should really imitate the Malachim to fulfill the will of God and try to do so in the best way possible with the least amount of prichos. The Gemara now quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi again with regard to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Lamita. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Afal Pi, Shekara Adam Kriyat Shema, Bebeis HaKnesses. He was certainly Yotzei his mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in Arvis in the Beis HaKnesses. Nevertheless, mitzvah Likroso Al Mitoso. When he goes to sleep at night, he has another mitzvah, second time around, that he should recite Kriyat Shema. Now, it doesn't mean literally that he should be reading Kriyat Shema on his bed, but he means right before he goes to sleep. As the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, via love, Mata Menashe, which means that not all of, but some of Lo, right near it. So we want to recite Kriyat Shema before we go to sleep. The Chovash Kriyat Shema on Alamita is only the Parsha Rishona of Kriyat Shema. The Rimi Nilil says that the reason why the Chachamim want a person to review and repeat Kriyat Shema on Alamita in this case is so that he should go to bed on his mito mitoch divrei Torah. The Gemara later on in Daf Hey is going to point out that there's also here an element of shmira, of protection from mazikin, who are very powerful at night when a person's on his bed. We also might mention here that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one who says, based on his hekesh between shalva kumecha, that you should end the day with kriyat shema, and that should be sovach lemitaso. Om Rabbi Yossi. Again, there are different gersos here, Rav Asi, Rav Yosef, whoever it is, he says, my crow, what is the pasuk from which we derive the conclusion that there is a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Lamita? And he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Dalet, Rigzu v'al techato, imru bilvavchem, al mishkavchem v'domusela. Al mishkavchem is a reference to the time that he is about to go to sleep, and Imru Bilvavchem is a reference to Kriyat Shema, where it says in the Pasuk, Al Livavecha, and this should be close to the time that he goes to sleep. Afterwards, it's Vidomu Sela, which means that we are silent, we're involved in Shena, in sleeping. Now, the simple meaning of this Pasuk of Rigsu is that a person should be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Al Techto, because of his fear of God, he will desist from sin. And Imru Bilvavchem Mishkavchem is what the Lev answers to the Tzivur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is Shochev Al Amita, then his mind is very clear, he's not bothered by anything, and therefore he can respond to the Tzivur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Bilvavchem V'Domu Sela, and then he'll be able to hope that he will fulfill the will of God. Now, the reason why the Gemara reinterprets this pasuk, Rigzu Al Chato, is because the Gemara wants to derive, as we saw, a source for the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Lamita. We couldn't learn this from Veshalvacha of Kumecha because we don't interpret Veshalvacha as necessarily referring to the time of Kriya. He could always read Veshalvacha and fulfill that mitzvah earlier in the day. It doesn't have to be Samach Limitaso. So Domu Sela means a kind of a shtika, a kind of silence. This is the time of sleep when a person is now Dumia, he is sleeping, and perhaps he can be focused during that time on Avodas Hashem. The Ramah Paskins in Orachaim Reish Lamentes that the Yikra Kriyat Shema Samach Lamitaso V'Enochlim V'Shosim V'Lo Medabrim, he shouldn't be Mafsik after Kriyat Shema Lamita, not with Achila Shtia, and not with Dibur, but rather he should fall asleep immediately. They say in the name of the Brisker Rav that he avoided reciting a brach on Kriyat Shema Lamita. He was always afraid maybe he wouldn't fall asleep and therefore he wouldn't be Yotzei the mitzvah. Amar Rav Nachman. Now we're going to start the daf for today, and that's daf Hey. Says Rav Nachman, Im Tamid Chacham Hu Eino Tzarech. In other words, the purpose of Kriyat Shema Lamita is to protect him while he sleeps from all sorts of negative influences, and that's not necessarily the case of a Talmud Chacham. It would seem from Rav Nachman that a Talmud Chacham doesn't need, he's coming to disagree with Rabbi Shur Malevi, who said earlier that even though a person was Yotzei his mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Beis HaKnesses, nevertheless he has an obligation to read it Samach Lemitaso, and that would seem to be an absolute unconditional chova that would apply across the board to everyone, even a Talmud Chacham. However, the poskim, starting from the Ram down to the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they actually codify the halacha of Kriyat Shema Lamita without making any distinction between a Talmud Chacham Lavgin Ragil, which means they poskim like Rabbi Shimon Levi against Rav Nachman. Omer Abaye, Af Talmud Chacham Iboile Lemeimar Chad Psuka Derachmi. Even a Talmud Chacham requires the bare minimum to have one bakosh of Rachamim Kigon, for example, a poskim Tilm Lamed Aleph, Biyodcha Af Kidruchi Padiso Si Hashem Kel Emes, which means that I give my soul to you, God, for protection during the course of the night. And the Talmud Chacham needs this pasuk to protect him from pegoyim royim, from evil adversaries. And the Marsha writes that the pasuk Padiso Si Hashem Kel Emes should be understood based on the Medrash quoted by the Tur in Arachayim, Basar V'dam Mafkid Pikadam Biad Chaver Machziro Lo Belivu Yubakilkol. A person receives his neshama back, restored with refreshed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like a pikadon that you leave and you get it back, it's a little bit damaged. And this pasuk of Akoshes Rachmim, Kigom Yodchav, Kidruchi, is something which, according to the Bahag, is a very profound prayer, which even a Talmud Chacham has to request from Hashem protection when he goes to sleep. Amar Rab Levi Bar Chama Rab Yeshua Rab Shimon Ben Lakish Li Olam Yargiz Onam Yetzer Atov Al Yetzer Ra. A person should, in a sense, anger and get his Yetzer Atov riled up in order to fight the battle against the Yetzer Hara. In other words, the confrontation between the two Yetzerim is a very fierce battle, and you have to make sure to, in a sense, get yourself riled up for this battle. Shenema Rigzu V'al Techato. Rigzu means to be merages, to activate and in a sense cause an anger of the Yetzer Tov against the Yetzer Hara. And then Al Techato, then the Pasuk guarantees you success in your avoidance of sin. This is the famous Milchemes Yetzer that the moralists throughout Jewish history have spoken about, and a person should never be Messiah. He should never realize, even if he fell prey to the Yetzer Hara, he can get up again, and he can do tshuva, and he can re-energize himself, and that's the emphasis of the word li'olam. Im nitzcho mutav, if he was able to face the Yetzer Hara head on and defeat the Yetzer Hara, great, mutav, that's wonderful. But im lav, what does he have as a fallback position? Yasok b'Torah, and the power of the Torah is Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlid, the antidote against the Yetzara, and Chachamim say in Sukkah, Pagaba, Menuvel Zema, Shchelu, Beis HaMedrash, carry him, drag him into the Beis HaMedrash and study Torah, and Emar, Imru, Bilvavchem. Bilvavchem is a reference to Higayin Alev, which is a remez of Talmud Torah, which is a kiyum of Lev, of Higayin Alev. And Im Nitzcho, if you were successful with your study of Torah, you were able to neutralize the power of the Yetzer Hara, that's fine. But Mutav Vin Lav, if not, what's the final fallback position? Is Yikra Kriyat Shema. That Kriyat Shema has a certain power against the Yetzer Hara, which even Esek HaTorah doesn't have. How is that possible? And the answer is that we're not saying that Limud Torah won't work, but we're adding to the power of Limud Torah a special Talmud Torah, and that's the Talmud Torah of Kriyat Shema, which has the power to defeat the Yetzer Hara. So it's really a combination of all these elements of the Rigzu and the Esek HaTorah, and finally reading Kriyat Shema. The Kavanah of Kriyat Shema in its right time is even greater than Talmud Torah. It's a special kiyum, and therefore we'll see in the Gemara later on. Godol HaKorei Kriyat Shema Yoseh Me'osek B'Torah. That's the tremendous power of Avas Hashem, of Kabbal Salman Chashmayim, that if a person has a sincere commitment out of love, he will be energized to face and defeat all his adversaries in the spiritual realm, and that is the Yetzer Hara. Shenemar Al Mishkavchem. This is a remez to Kriyat Shema B'Shovecha Im Nitzcho. And finally, as a last resort, this is not our first choice. If nothing seems to work, even after Torah and Kriyat Shema, then Im Lav Yizkar Lo Maskir Lo Es Yom HaMisa. And if he remembers death, and he remembers that life is such a passing dream, and the pasuk says, "Until him sofer rosha litzadik umavakeish la miso," then he'll be able to defeat the Yetzer Hara by remembering the day of his death, realizing that all the pleasures of this world are just temporary; they're really meaningless. As Shlomo Mel says, "Hevel avolim, Omar." Koheles, and therefore Chacham tell us in Avos, Shuv Yom Echad Lifnei Misascha, and the Misa is going to arouse him to do tshuva. He thinks every single day is his last day, and therefore he does tshuva. That's the idea of Maskirin Lo Es Yom HaMisa. And again, keep in mind that this is only a desperate measure when no other methods are successful. Then, even after he was Margis, his Yetzer Tov, he was Osik B'Torah, he read Kriyat Shema, nothing works. The only thing that we hope will work is remembering the Yom HaMisa. If the faith is all in this last project of Yom HaMisa, why not just start straight away with that? Why go through all the others? So some say that you need to build up, because Yom HaMisa, it's only after you've done the first three, then Yom HaMisa is powerful enough. Others say that this is the way of Judaism, it's got to be a progression, you've got to build up. Others say that Maskirin Yom HaMisa is in itself a negative kind of thing. The halachic man never thinks of Misa. Reb Chaim was opposed to thinking about Misa. He felt that those aspects of the Musar movement which put the emphasis on Misa, which should be rejected, that's antithetical to the Torah. Misa is always identical with Tumah. That's not something that should motivate a person to do mitzvahs. Everything should be a positive sense of love, of life, and the opportunity to fulfill mitzvahs. With regard to Rishayim, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'hinei sason v'simcha, Harug bakar ushchotzon echol basar ushtosyayin echol ushsoki mochar nomus. In other words, when we come to the Rishoyim, then their Hazkoras Yom HaMisa is not going to bring them to tshuva. On the contrary, it's going to lead them to the philosophy, the Epicureanism of eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you're gone. Life is so passing and so fleeting that you might as well enjoy the pleasures here. So this Eitz of remembering Yom HaMisa is only appropriate for tzaddikim who have built themselves up in a spiritual ladder from stage to stage in a slow, gradual process. The Omar Ab Levi Omar Mar Shimon Bar Lakish. My, what does it mean in Pasuk in Shmos? It says Vayomer Hashem Moshe Alei Alai Hehora Vayesham V'Etno Luchos Luchos Haeven VaTorah VaMitzvah Asher Kasavti LaHorosam. And Reish Lakish here is a little bit bothered by this pasuk because it goes through all these categories of Luchos HaEven and Torah and Mitzvah LaHorosam, and also the sequence here that Torah comes before Mitzvah Asher Kasavti, and he wants to give it a detailed interpretation of this pasuk. Luchos Elu Aseres HaDivros Torah Zem Mikra. Rashi identifies Mikra as Torah Shebichsav. There's a mitzvah of Kriya, and I heard many times from my Rebbe that with regard to Torah Shebichsav, Kriya, even without Havana, is a meaningful kiyum, and that's why we call it Mikra. And then we get to Mitzvah Zu Mishnah. This is a reference to the passing on of the Torah from one generation to the other, Mesor HaTorah from one door to the next. That is called Mitzvah, and that refers to Mishnah, which is Torah Shebal Peh. Asher Kasavti Elu Nevi'im Uksuvim. It would seem that there's a logical sequence here in a build-up. We start with Torah Shebichsav, and only later we get to Torah Shebal Peh, and finally we get to Nevi'im Uksuvim. But the question is, Nevi'im Uksuvim really belongs to Tanakh, to Torah Shebichsav. It should have been right after Torah. But the answer might be that Nevi'im Uksuvim doesn't have a mitzvah of Kriya per se. Really, if you don't understand Nevi'im Uksuvim, it's kind of if you have any Kiyum HaMitzvah. So you need to understand, and the process of learning Torah, and Torah with Havana means Torah Shebal Peh, which is indicated here by the word Mishnah, which is the interpretation of Mitzvah, then you're ready for learning Nevi'im Uksuvim on the deepest level. And now we get to the last part, and that's called La'horosam Zeh Gemara. What is the significance of Gemara? Gemara is the ability to learn the klalim, the rules and the principles that underlie various significant but individual mitzvahs. So that's the underlying logic. So the Gemara means to comprehend and grasp the logic of the halacha, the underlying logic of the halacha, which might be formulated in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh Mishnah, is Gemara. And that's going to be the highest level that a person could reach when he really understands the Torah. That's called Gemara. And it's all included in the pasuk, Vayomer Hashem Etna, Malami Shekulam Nitnu, Lemoshe Misinai. Everything, the entire gamut of Torah, all its parts and segments were given at Har Sinai. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak HaKori Kriyat Shema Al Mitaso Kilu Oches Cherev Shel Shtei Pios Biyado. The power of Kriyat Shema Al Mita to protect ourselves against the Mazikin is indicated by the Pasuk in Tehillim Romamos El Begronam Becherev Pios Biyadam. We're talking about a two-edged, a double-edged sword, and the Mazikim are coming to attack him and trip him up, Dafka, when he's going to sleep, when he's close to a death stage, which has tumah in it. That's when these forces are very powerful. They double in their energies and their efforts. And here, he needs Kriya Shema Shel Amita. It's like a Cherev Shel Shtei Pios to fight and battle against the Yetzer Hara, against the Mazikin. And that's the inherent power to Kriya Shema. It uplifts a person. And when he has it in his mouth, in his throat, then it's like he's holding on to a Cherev of the Mai Mashma. What do we see here in this pasuk? Who says that the pasuk is referring to Kriyat Shema? Omar Mar Zucha V'Temer Rav Ashi Meresha Dinyana. Let's go back to the beginning of the context. The Chsiv, the pasuk says, and this is one pasuk earlier than Romos El, and it says Yalzu Chasidim B'Chavod Yiranu Amishkosav. So there's a rina in the mouth of those who al mishkevosam, which means close to their sleeping, they are singing praises of God. That is Kriyat Shema, which is called b'shalbacha, and that's mishkevosam here in this pasuk. Uksiv basrei, and then Romos El Bigrona Chavriyos Yom. So this is the Kriyat Shema of mishkevosam, the Kriyat Shema al hamita. Now, in an Ian Shibli Neder, we'll discuss the fact that there are Rishon. Rashi seems to indicate that the Iker mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Doraisa is, in fact, Kriyat Shema Lamita, because we daven Ma'ariv too early to fulfill the mitzvah of B'shalbacha. But in any event, here from the Gemara, it seems that the power and the significance of Kriyat Shema L'Mita is its cherev shel shtei pios, its power to defeat the mazikim. V'yomer Rabbi Yitzchak Kolakori Kriyat Shema L'Mitaso mazikim b'deilum eimenu. The mazikim are far away from him. Shenemar pasukin iyo perkei uvnei reshef yagbiu uf. V'ein uf el Torah. And what specific Torah are we talking about? The Torah of Parshios Kriyat Shema. And the Bnei Reshef are the forces of evil, Yagbiu or Uf. They, in a sense, energize themselves to attack us. And we need Yagbiu Uf. We also have to, in a sense, we have to be Magbiya our Uf. And that's our power through Torah, specifically through Kriyat Shema L'Mita. And the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Hasa'if einecha bo ve'einenu. It means if you close your eyes for a minute from Torah and you ignore Torah, immediately we're going to have this fear, forgetfulness of Torah. The Ein Reshef Ella Mazikin. So the Bnei Reshef, that's an allusion to the Mazikin. And we know that Reshef refers to Mazikin. Shenemar at the end of Chumash, it says, Meseira of Ulechume Reshef Viketev Meriri. In other words, when Klal Yisrael violated the will of God, they were punished with Ra'av, with famine, and they fought against Reshef and Ketev Meri. And since Ketev Meri, we know, is the name of a shade, and therefore it teaches us that even Reshef is the name of a shade. These are shades that are created by our own actions, and they are powerful mazikin. And that's why we need Torah, and specifically Kriyat Shema, to be mesalek these Bnei Reshef and defeat these powers of evil. So that even though any Torah, which is called Uf, has the power against Bnei Reshef, but nevertheless, specifically, when the Mazikim are very powerful, they attack you at night, when you're not involved in Torah study, you should be protected by the Kriyat Shema that recites Somach L'Mita, and Kriyat Shema has that special power. Now, Kriyat Shema requires Kavana. I would not say that he needs Kavana against the Mazikim when he reads Kriyat Shema L'Mita. That Kavana he shouldn't have. He should have Kavana for the words of Kriyat Shema, for Kabbalah Sol Moshmaim in the midst of Kriyat Shema. However, Kriyat Shema itself, if it is recited with a great deal of Kavana, that will energize the soul of a person such that he can defeat the Mazikim. And that's the power of Kriyat Shema L'Mita. The Mazikim are very powerful at night, and we need the Kriyat Shema as the antidote against the Mazikim. The Pnei Yeshua writes, it's impossible to say that a person who's Osek B'Torah, the Mazikim are completely bottled mimenu. The Gemara says later on Daf Vav, that Derech HaMazikim L'Schachech Davka B'Lom Dei Torah. And therefore we must assume that this drasha, the mikra, that the mazikin of bedila b'nei, is a partial makdimim. Like, for example, the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Gimel that if a person is afraid of mazikin, he should read Kriyat Shema. And the reason for Kriyat Shema is because Kriyat Shema is all about Torah study, and that's one of the major themes of Kriyat Shema. And Kriyat Shema could only be meaningful against the mazikin if he reads it with kavanas halev, if he is very careful about how to read it with digduki osios, with a tamim. It's like he's studying Torah. And divrei Torah require kavana, and that's based on a pasuk haske sushma. And so too Kriyat Shema as an extension of Talmud Torah requires kavana. Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Kol ha'osek b'Torah yisurim b'deilu b'menu, Shenemar u'bnei reshef yagbiu uf, Ein uf el ha'Torah, Shenemar ha'sa'if, Einecha bo ve'einenu, V'ein reshef el yisurim. So here's where Rav Shimon ben Lakish adds some element that was not introduced until this point, and that's yisurim. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Mazei Ra'av Ulechume Reshef. And that means that Klal Yisrael violated the will of God, as we mentioned before, and they're going to be attacked by Reshef and Ketev Meri, which are different kinds of Shadim, And now we have to be lochamei reshef. And that we're going to achieve with Torah, because Torah is going to empower us. And according to Reish Lakish, since it says lochamei lechumei reshef, lechumei reshef, it says there's mizera of, and there's ketev umeriri. So there's isurim, like for example, famine, and there are matzikin, like ketev umeri. So what we need in the middle is going to be lechume reshef. And that's going to be b'nei reshef yakbiu kol, that the Torah will spare him from yisurim. Amalei Rab Yochanan l'reish lakish. Ha, this esek haTorah that is going to stop yisurim, afil tinokish meiraz yobno, so even the children know this, and they derive it from sefer Iyov b'nei reshef yakbiu ouf. In other words, this was a common drush, a common known drush. Shenemar vayomer im shamo tishma lekol Hashem alokech vayashar beinecha taseh. If you listen to God, vazan tzotzosu, you fulfill His mitzvah, shamar to kol chukov, and you implement and observe all His chukim. Is then kol amachla shasamti mitzrayim lo osim olech ki ani Hashem rof echa. So it's clear that a person who studies Torah and fulfills the mitzvahs Hashem, is he will be spared yisurim, suffering. Ella, but rather, kol she'efshar, she'efshar las v'tor v'eino osek, kodesh baruch hu mevi alav yisurim mecho'arim. He will be severely punished in a painful way if he has the opportunity to study Torah and he doesn't do so. V'ochrim oso. Ochr means the exact opposite of something that's clear. It's something that's murky. These yisurim cause a person that he doesn't have a clear mind. And the Radak adds that achira is the same as hashchasa. And therefore the intention here in the Gemara is that yisurim mashchisim oso. They literally rip him apart and destroy him. And this is because of the absence of Talmud Torah. The Gemara says that Bittul Torah is a tremendous source for punishment. Shenemar pasuk in Tehillim Lamites, ne'elamti dumiya hecheshesi mitov uche'evi nechar. Now, since I was shosik, that's called dumiya from tov. Tov is Torah. Therefore, ne'nashti, I was punished with ke'ev Nechar, ke'evim achurim, very severe pains. Pi'ein tov el Torah, shenemar ki lekach tov nasati lachem torasi al ta'azovu. So therefore, dumya hecheshesi mitov, through the study of Torah, he will prevent himself, protect himself from yisurim, mechu'arim, and hence there's a tremendous, tremendous emphasis on the study of Torah. Omer Rav Zera v'itema Rabbi Chanina bar Papa bo re'e shalo k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'midas basam adam. That God, when He treats Klal Yisrael, it's not the same way that one Jew will treat his friend. Midas basam adam adam mocher chefetz lechavero ha-mocher atzev lokeach sameach. A person who has to forfeit his property, his possessions, and sell them, it's because of his need for money, he's not in a good mood about it. He hates to part with one of his prized possessions, but he's dachuk, and he has to do it, he has no choice. The mocher is very sad. The lokech, on the other hand, is happy because he was able to buy this, and he needs it, and he wants it. In the case of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eino Kein Ela, but rather it's the exact opposite, Nosan Lehem HaTorah LeYisrael V'Samach. Here he's giving something away, like the seller, a das machne, he's giving away the Torah, and yet he's happy. Shenemar ki lecha tov nasati lachem, torasi al ta'azov. And since HaKadosh Baruch is being meshabech, he's praising the Torah in the presence of Klal Yisrael after he gave it to them, and he's warning them not to violate the Torah, yet let's derive from that that he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was besimcha in the fact that he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Elsewhere in Chazal, the Torah is compared by Moshe to a bas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want to leave my bas and give her over to you, and then I won't have a relationship with my bas, so build me a Beis HaMikdash where I can come close and be with my nation that has received the Torah. We also have a principle in the Gemara in Bava Basra that an osei matana lechaver osei b'ayin yofa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah as a gift to Klal, so he gives it b'ayin yofa, and he gives us the abilities, the capabilities, and the power, the ability, all the intellectual and emotional qualifications and qualities that we need to study the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Yisrael as a mecher, as a sale. What does he get as payment for that sale? He gets a commitment on our part to do and serve Hashem, to serve God as an Eved. This equation between someone who sells a chafetz and God giving the Torah to Israel is a little bit problematic, because when a person sells a chafetz, since that chafetz is somewhat rare, he's very sad. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah to Klal Yisrael, then God continues to study the Torah. Chazal say that God is not only giving the Torah, but the Torah remains in His realm as well. And when a person teaches Torah, he can be happy because he's not giving up his Torah. So when Hashem teaches and transmits Torah, he's not giving up his Torah. So in that sense, this mashal to a mechira is not exactly accurate. And Chazal Bab Metzia Nuntes on the Pasuk in Dvarim, Lo Bashamayim Hi, they explain that the interpretation of the Torah is given now as the keys are given over to the hands of the gatekeeper. We are now given the keys with our seichel and through the rules of learning the Torah to interpret the Torah. And ultimately, if we interpret the Torah, Hashem will agree with us, and he'll nod his head with approval. So that's, in a sense, a kind of mechira, where Hashem has given up his Torah. He, so to speak, sold his Torah to us. We acquired the Torah. We own the Torah. Now Torah delay. It's our Torah. We can interpret the Torah. Omar Rava Ve'itema Rav Chizda. In Roa Adam Shisurim Boyim Alav, he sees Nebuch suffering coming upon him. Yefash Beish B'masav, he should check out his actions. In other words, there's a separate chiyuv of Pishpush B'masim that's generated by Yisurim. Yisurim is a halachic concept in terms of being a machayev of tshuva. Also, please note that it's Yefash Beish B'masav. He doesn't have to look into Yenim and see what he's doing and where his iniquities and deficiencies are. He has to just point his finger inwardly towards himself and try to decide and discover why he is suffering. And this whole discussion about suffering fits into our context, because as we've been discussing before, the powers of the Yetzer Hara, so then understand that if you're not doing well against that Yetzer Hara, you've got to do tshuva, and the process of tshuva begins with Fishbush B'masim. A person should not ask God questions about theodicy of God, why am I suffering? But rather, suffering should immediately be transformed to a motivation to do tshuva. And he should not think that these are natural causes for his suffering, but he should be mefash beish b'masav. Shenemar posgin eicha, nach besodra, achenu v'nach kor v'nashuva ad Hashem. In that chapter of Megillas Eicha, the third chapter of Eicha begins with Yisurim Haboyim al Adam. It says, "Ani agever ra ani, I see suffering. B'shevet Avraso, I'm hit by this shevet," and therefore the next part of the same chapter is Nach v'sadrachenu. If we're suffering, we have to look b'fash beish b'masav. Lo matza. If he doesn't find, he can't see. Again, this is very rare that you couldn't find any averis, because ain tzaddik baris asher yaseh tov lo yechta in Koheles. But nevertheless, he's a great tzaddik, and he can't find the cause for his Yisurim. Where is his deficiency? Yitle b'Bitul Torah. Everyone is deficient in Bitul Torah. Must have certain periods of time, moments of time at least, where he could have dedicated himself to Torah, and he did it. Now the question is, if he finds Bitul Torah, so why was he mefashish before and he didn't find any avera? He's guilty of Bitul Torah. He should have found it when he was mefashish memasav. So what's v'lo motza? So in Ein Yaakov, which is a super commentary in the Agadah, he says we're talking here about a person who's osik b'Torah, but nevertheless he should be tola in Bitul Torah, because perhaps he could have learned more than what he did. And the Prima Gadim adds a comment here that the Gemara has in mind a person who couldn't find an avera that is severe enough, a violation that is worthy of the punishment of Yisurim, Mida Keneged Mida, therefore he should be tola b'Bitul Torah, because Bitul Torah is a chet gadol, and for the avera Bitul Torah, the onus that's meted out is even beyond Mida Keneged Mida. And that, of course, requires a lot more study, but in any event, Shenemar, Pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrei Agever, Asher Tiasrenu Ya, Umitoroscha Tulamdenu, the fact that in this Pasuk he speaks about Yisurim and about Talmud Torah is meant to tell us that the purpose of Yisurim is to bring a person to Talmud Torah, Vim Tola Velo Matza. He couldn't even find an excuse for Bitul Torah, for Yisurim, Lo Matza. Then the Adua Shisum Shal Avaim, this is a very deep concept that goes beyond the purview of our learning, called Yisurim Shal Ava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon a person Yisurim out of love. Shenemar, Ki Es Asher Yehav Hashem Yochiach, a pasuk in Mishle, then when God loves a person, He brings upon him Yisurim Shal Ava. We're going to have many statements and stories in the Gemara and the Agadah about Yisurim Shal Ava. The Pnei Yeshua wonders. He says, "B'melech basav adam lo matzinu kein zeh." We don't find that a king, a human king, would bring affliction upon his beloved. And how much more so in the case of Melech Malchi Amlochim, all the alamas are his. He can give to his ovim kirtzono. Why bother with Yisurim? And he gives two answers. One is that the reason for Yisurim is to, as a cathartic experience, so that in this world he is purified, he is neshama, will reach a higher level through the Yisurim, and will receive the maximum of Olam Haba. His second answer, which is partially based on Rashi, Rashi says, "Kidei laharbo scharo b'olam haba yosem v'kidei zechu yosav." Perhaps could be understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yisurim on tzaddikim as a cleansing process for the entire Klal Yisrael. Again, this concept might sound a little foreign to us, as if it belongs to other religions, but we believe that all of Klal Yisrael is really Guf Echad. And if a person were only a Beinoni and a HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring upon him Yisurim in order to be Mamarek, the Avonosov, to cleanse all of Klal Yisrael, the person might be low of faith, he's not on that high level, he might start rebelling against God, Chas V'Shalom. So we need a real tzaddik who is able to appreciate that his suffering, somehow in the ultimate total calculation of the universe, is for the benefit of the universe. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna, Kol Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo Medako B'Yisurim. If God loves you, then He will bring Yisurim to, so to speak, break him and suffer. Shenemar Vashem Chafetz Dako Hecholi. In other words, God who loves him, He's Chafetz Bo, He's Medako, He lowers him, He depresses him with Choli and Yisurim, which are both physical and psychological suffering. Kidei laharbos escharo, this will intensify and expand his reward. Yochel, I might think that afilu lo kibla me'ava, that the significance and the impact of these Yisurim will apply even if the recipient is not makabel with love. Tamil lomer im tasim asham nafsho. The word asham here refers to a karbon. Nafsho refers to his das, his ratzon. And here's a hekesh between Yisurim and karbon. Ma asham, just like a carbon asham, is ledas, it only is effective if a person wants to bring the asham, is af yisurim, even yisurim shal ava, is only ledas, it's only meaningful if he accepts it. V'im kivlam, and if he did accept the yisurim bi'ava from Hashem, is maschara, what would be his reward? And here the next part of the pasuk, in Yeshayo Anavi, Yireh Zera Yarich Yomim, he will have children, he will have Arichas Yomlo, Odel Shetamudim Iskayim Biyodo, and his Torah will be secure, he will not forget his Torah, Chafetz Hashem Biyodo Yitzlach. The Gemara now brings a machlokes, Rishone, a machlokes Amoroim about Yisurim Shal Ava, Pligiba. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rav Acha bar Chanina Chadomar, Elem Yisurim Shal Ava, that this pasuk here that we just studied is an allusion to Yisurim Shal Ava. Kol She'ein Bo'em Bittul Torah, if he's not guilty of Bittul Torah, Shenemar Ashrei HaGever Shati Yasrenu Ya Umitar Schos Lamdenu, how lucky and fortunate is a person that even though he's not batal from Limud Torah, nevertheless he experiences Yisurim, V'chadomar Elem Yisurim Shal Ava Kol She'ein Bo Bittul Tefillah. So according to one opinion, he was never guilty of Bittul Torah, therefore the Yisurim must be Yisurim Shal Ava. According to the second opinion, he was never guilty of Bittul Tefillah, he never missed a chance, an opportunity to daven properly, and therefore he is got an excellent record, his Yisurim are only Yisurim Shal Ava. Shenemar, the pasuk says over there in Tehillim, Baruch Elokim Asher Lo Hisir Tfilasi VeChazdo Meiti. And we dash in this pasuk, Baruch Elokim, that's Midas Hadin, Elokim is Din, meaning bringing Yisurim on a person, Lo Hasir Tfilaso, is someone who never ignored his Tfilah, he fulfilled his mitzvah Tfilah to the max, and now I know that if he's suffering Elokim with the Midas Hadin, then it's Chazdo Me'iti, it's a special chesed called Yisurim Shel Ava. Amaluhu, they said to Rav Yaakov Bar Idi and Rav Acha Bar Chanina, and who are they? Rabbi Abba Bered Rav Chiyo Bar Abba, Hachi Omer Rav Chiyo Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, Elu Vi Elu, Yisurim Shel Ava Hein. In other words, either case, whether it's Yisurim of Bittul Torah, Yisurim of Bittul Tefillah, they are necessarily fall under the category Yisurim Shel Ava. It seems to me that what he's trying to convey here against the previous Gemara is that it could very well be that as a result of these intense Yisurim, he will lose something in his Torah, he will lose something in his Tefillah, there will be Bittul of both Torah and Tefillah. But yet it's Yisurim Shel Ava in the sense that although he's not able to dedicate all that much time to, as he'd like to Tefillah and Torah, nevertheless HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considering the fact that he desires, he would have wanted to do the Tefillah and the Torah, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzarif Machshava Kemaisa as if he did so, and that's the great Yisurim Shel Ava, the chesed of Yisurim Shel Ava. Before we spoke about Yisurim Shel Ava in a sense that it would not cause Bittul Torah, it would not cause Bittul Tefillah, but now we're saying that according to Rav Chiya, even if there would be an element of Bittul Tefillah, Bittul Torah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevertheless will give him schar. The schar for Yisurim is even greater than the schar he would have gotten had he dedicated that much time, that time to Torah or Tefillah. Shenemar, a pasuk in Mishlei again, Ki es asher ahav Hashem yochiach. Elamat hamalomi toroscha tolamdenu. Here it seems that Yisurim Shel Ava in that pasuk is not going to undermine his Talmud Torah. Torah Hashem promises he will teach Torah, there won't be Bittul Torah. Is al tikri tolamdenu. Notice, don't read the Dalit with a segel tolamdenu, which means till Amena Oso, as if we're talking to a Yachid, which means that the Torah, the Pasuk here is dedicating itself to a person who's studying Torah and he's got Yisurim Shel Ava Ella, but rather we read it till Amdenu. In other words, we put a tsere under the dalin, and the meaning is talameda osanu, which is a reference to the rabbim. It's in the grammatical plural. And here, we should interpret this pasuk as referring to Yisurim Abayim Lekapara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us his Torah with regard to Yisurim Mechaprim. And the drush should be read as Dover Zeh, meaning Ashrei Agever Asher Tiyasrenu Yud Keiyah, Mitorascha Salamdenu. He teaches us Torah, and we should learn from a Kalvachomer Mishen V'ayin. Now, what is this kalvachom for shem yayim? We're talking about an evikanani who goes lecheres if his adon removes one of his limbs, in this case a tooth or an eye. And here's the kalvachomer. Ma shein v'ayin, shein echod mevarv shal adam, is evid yotze memecherus, yisurin shem emrakman, kol gufa shal emelachas kam v'kama, that we're going to let him go free. Now, what does it mean? In the case of Shein V'ayin, which is only one single limb of the body, he goes free when it's removed. And in the case of a Yisurin, where his entire body is affected by these Yisurin, how much more so he'll be spared? He'll be Meshuchrar. What does that mean? He'll be spared from his Avonos, from the punishment for his sin. An entire literature, which we don't have time for now in this context, of explaining the analogy to an Eved Kanani who goes free with Shein V'ayin, to an Eved who suffers an entire body with Yisurim, and he certainly is freed from any punishment for his Averos. V'hainu, this drasha of Rabbi Yochanan is appropriate for a drasha of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Nemar, Bris Bamelach, which we're talking about the bris of the melech, the salt that's brought with karbonos, and it says bris, and nemar, it says bris b'yisurim. What do we derive from this equation? Nemar bris b'melech t'chsiv v'lo tashbis melech brisi, and that's a reference to bris of karbonos in Vayikra Perek Beis. V'nemar, it says bris b'yisurim, where it says in the parash of Tochacha and Mishneh Torah Dvarim Chav Ches, it says Eile Divrei Abris Ma Abris Ha Omer B'Melach Melach Mimatekes Es Abbasar. The salt softens up the meat in a case of a karbon, is Af Brisi Ha Omer B'Yisurin. So to the Brisi Yisurim is Yisurim Remarkin Kol Avanosam Shel Adam, the Yisurim will cleanse him of his sins. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer Sholosh Matanas Tovus Nosan Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael VeKulon Lo Nesanim El Al Yidei Yisurim V'Ein Lehem Torah V'Eretz Yisrael V'Olam Haba. These three great gifts are only brought upon a person bestowed if he suffers Yisurim, and that's Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and the world to come. And now we analyze, how do we know all these three? Torah minayin, shenemar pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrei hagever sheTiyasrenu yom mitorascha salamdenu. So we have here a pasuk that says Tiyasrenu, which is Yisurim, and Torascha talamdenu. Eretz Yisrael, the chsiv, a pasuk at the beginning of Chumash Dvarim, it says ki kasher yaser ish es bino Hashem Elokecha miyasrecha. And how do we know that that's a reference to Eretz Yisrael? Ksiv Basrei, immediately afterwards, after this pasuk of Yaser Ish, referring to Yisurim, it says, Ki Hashem Elokecha Meviyachal Eretz Tova, Olam Abba, Dechsiv, in Mishle, it says, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Ar, V'Derech Chaim Tochachos Musar. In other words, the Derech Tots Chaim, which is the real true life, is eternal life in Olam Abba, is through Tochachos Musar, which means Yisurim. And the Gemara now quotes another Braisa, Tani Tano, we learned in the name of the Chachamim, Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, this brisa was brought in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Kola Osek B'Torah Gmilus Chasadim, here we're turning to the Afhei Amid Beis, V'Kover Es Bonav, Mochlin Lo Al Kol Avonosav. So these are keys, or shall we say guarantees, to Mechilas Avonos. Number one is Osek B'Torah, number two is Osik B'Milas Chasodim, and sometimes you can combine the two. That was Abai as opposed to Rava, not for now. The Kover as Bonav, someone who never experiences the worst tragedy, and he loses a child, all this is going to generate a Mechila on his Avonos. Amalei Rav Yochanan turns to that Chacham and he says to him, Bishleim, I understand Torah, Gmils Chasodim, Tichsiv, Apostle Mishlei, Perek Tezayin says, Bechesed Memes Yechupar Oven, Chesed Zu Gmils Chasodim, and Emes is going to refer to Torah. Shenemar, we know, Rodev Tztokov, Chesed, Yimso Chaim Tztokov, Chavod. So Chesed here is a reference to Gmils Chasodim. And Emes in Torah Shenemar, Emes Knei V'al Timkar. Also a pasuk in Mishlei. So we understand that Chesed V'Emes Yechup Ar Oven, that a person who dedicates himself to Torah study, Gmils Chasodim, is Mochelo Yechup Ar Oven Al Avonosa. But Ella, Hakover is part of Minayin. How do you know that someone who buries his child is Zochet to Mechilas Avonos? Tani Le'ahu Saba, and some elderly statesman taught Rabbi Yochanan in a Braisa Mishum in the name of Rabbi Shimbar Yochai that Asya Avon Avon. We have Gzeres Shava Ksiv Hocha here in regard to Kaporas Avonos. It says, Bechesed V'Emes Yechup Ar Avon, and Uksiv Hosam. In the parsha in Yirmiya of Misas Abonim, it says, "Umishalim avon avos el cheik b'nehem," which means that the bonim will die for the sons of their fathers, and therefore we learn from these two mikros that just like Chesed V'Emes is mechaper avonos shon, so too Misas Bonav mechaperes olav. So we'll stop here, Mirtz Hashem, and we'll continue with Omar Rabbi Yochanan here on Daf Hayam and Beis in the next year.